Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Sorry.
Hey. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Everything's good.
Just on time, some level. Can you imagine?
How is it coming in?
It was okay.
Yeah.
That's the next one that's going.
Cheesecake.
This has
so
my name on it.
Long
black. Always. Are we looking?
Yeah.
Correct. Long black.
Yeah.
Now I'll tell you what we have. We have a gluten-free dark chocolate and raspberry brownies, orange cheesecake, cherry and almond tart, bread and butter pudding. It's a pastry soaked in custard, and it's very nice toasted up, and Portuguese custard tarts, and these are blondes. It's crunchy peanut butter and white chocolate.
I'm thinking the custard tart looks pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks.
And the cheesecake for you?
Yes, please.
Engineer, I just overheard. That's amazing.
Well, this is my engineering. I think coffee.
That's what makes like science.
And coffee, especially. Since we started roasting in 2015, it kind of defines you as a coffee shop. Before that, you always represent someone else, and then you think, well, what is our take on coffee? And when you start roasting, it's like beer making or wine making. You develop identity.
Of course,
And Burgess Hill, it's an industrial unit. It's where all the learners learn how to reverse.
Thank
you so much.
Bye.
Cheers. Enjoy.
Thank you.
We're being moved on.
Have a...
What's the Brighton Valley Festival series?
It's literally just finished. Well, this part of the event.
What are you coming here for? Sort of a
nature.
Yeah.
We are going up to Stanley
House.
Organics.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, okay,
that's cool.
So this is.
Yeah, cool. We actually have there's a festival in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Right, we've had a crazy couple of weeks. It's been absolutely mental here. Like, there's traffic, footfall. Lorries, trucks, diggers, fencing, you know.
How big is this area?
It's, well, you know how big Stanley Park is. It's sort of in about four sections.
So you've got there.
Well, I think it's even bigger than that. I mean, it's huge. But this is just sort of, I'd say that sort of size field.
Okay.
We've just fenced off all the way round. The stage is in the bottom corner there. And yeah, entry was over in the far corner. There's entrance around the corner there. So yeah, it's probably same sort of size as that, really.
It's massive.
It is big. And then obviously, if you carry on, you've got another sort of field. I don't know if it's a little bit smaller, maybe bigger on that side. That side, I think, you're sort of heading into the village. And then obviously that way, let me get this right. Yeah, you've got a lot more sort of forestry, and then it goes into
another park.
Over. I think they're all almost connected. I mean, we're traffic management, so we just make sure everything gets in and gets out.
Yeah.
But we end up speaking to everybody.
Yeah.
Did you walk Tom Jones down?
Yes.
It was in the limo. But all of N-dubs, I walked them down. Yeah. No, I met them down there. I met N-dubs. Shook hands with him and that. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Anyway,
yeah, thank you very much.
Have a good care of yourself in the car in there.
So we're on the path to Stanmer Village, but right to the left there's a little grassy knoll that leads up. If you don't mind, I'm going to see if I can record some of the wind through the grasses.
Okay. History project.
Want to give it a spin?
What do I do?
I think you select it.
Please turn me till the message plays.
Underwear made out of those during the war. God, what's this with the underwear?
Please turn me till the message plays.
Please turn practice with them parachutes, and the silk parachutes. We should get them, we could, because they were silk. Yeah. Take one to mum.
We had underwear made out of those during the war.
That was the clip with the underwear.
Okay. Nice horse.
Very nice horse.
Say hello.
Maybe
not getting too close.
Maybe it whinnies.
Would be excellent.
He's looking at you.
He's looking at you, kid.
You want to eat that? This one. You want to eat? I can't give this to you. This might be poisonous. Please do not feed the horses.
Yep, do not feed.
So, you know, you can't read, I know. But please don't feed the horses. We are going. You are not getting there. Is this your pot?
Yeah.
How much do you want for that?
500. Of course it's not. Let me ask my daughter, I'm teasing you. I'll do the buying, she does the selling. We've got to just write us to. Okay. Sarah? Sarah?
I think she's probably in the other.
Oh, is she?
Over there.
There's a workshop there, not the old tool, see that?
Don't tempt me.
A lot of this was there. No, not for sale. Yeah. Oh, not for sale.
Oh, God.
No, this is our workshop. This is where we keep our private collection and we buy on our travels. Yeah. Above your head as well, look. at the top, all the wheat
oh, yeah.
Boot fairs. A lot of it was, some of it was already here when we moved in 8 years ago, but we just kept adding to it.
Oh, fantastic.
This was the pump house. The water came down the hill. There's a pump house here, and next to there, around the corner, there's a blacksmith in there. Next to that was this ice house underground. The water came from the top hill down there, purified, and went to the big house.
Oh,
and that was the stables for the horses.
Ah, the serf.
That was a blacksmith, and that was the stables.
The serf Stanmer House.
Yeah. Ah. It all belonged to Stanmer House.
Yeah.
The council bought it and sold all the leases off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite interesting.
Very interesting.
Nice to meet you,
Carol.
Quite the stick, quite the fine.
Big stick, very
and it was
proud.
Double the size, so she broke it in half so she could take it home.
Smart dog.
You're very happy about that, no?
Oh, she's very chuffed.
So this is the one market.
Yeah, we can stop in the one market.
Yes.
Sound completely changes. Like
yes, you get the resonances.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And immediately. Go to the plot.
Let's go through the plot. We'll probably find some birds.
This is the woodworking plot at Stammer, right? Or is it metal? Or just
Yeah, it's woodcraft. Okay. Yeah.
Woodcraft. Yeah.
Wood carving, woodworks.
It's some beautiful carvings.
Yeah, and he's also a musician.
Ah.
At the last sound plotting, he did quite a bit of drumming and fluting.
Welcome. Kirsten, Chris are making a little radio show for World Listening Day, and just interested in the sort of sounds that you're woodworking like.
Okay. Well, you are quite musical in your own right.
I do flutes and didgeridoos and drums. Yeah.
Do you have anything here that you've made, or?
I don't have any flutes that are finished. I mean, that big drum, the skin's not tight at the moment.
Huge.
It is amazing.
Yeah, probably not actually. All the finished stuff's either been sold or it's down at my home. Because I don't, anything that's sort of finished, I try not to keep up here really. It's not too bad in the summer, but things start to get a little bit damp in the winter and stuff, you know, so. Yeah.
But it's quite a good concept to have people who actually grow things on plots, and then there are plots which are run by artists.
Well, it's it's our remit on our lease, so it's either horticulture, organic food production, ecotherapy, using the land, in the nature to help with healing people, or environmental arts. So, anyone that's up here is fitting inside that, really. It works quite well,
It's really great being part of that.
Yes.
So this is kind of the eco-musicology project, which I call the sound plot.
Sound plot, yeah, I've heard that before, yeah. Sound plotting, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Plural.
Sound plot and sound plotting, so yeah. The sound plot is sound.
And we've got Dara's a new artist, that's resident artist, that's doing ceramics in there.
Nice.
So, you know, maybe the we've made a kit wheel, you know, a manual kit wheel. You can come and have a quick look if you want, but that might be interesting for you to mic up just to hear that and the sound of it.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
Yeah, very cool.
These are sound engineers, I best to describe them. Yeah. They're part of the musicology event, which is happening next weekend on Sunday. So
very
they're just randomly walking around at the moment to see if they can get any sound.
I thought they might like
to hear this. The sound of this working. Because I don't know if Mike will pick that up, but it does make a sort of...
Maybe it might be.
If you just sit on it and pretend you're doing something.
Just pretend.
It's actually...
Rain and a pond here, if we can get the sounds of the rain on the pond.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm.